We have an Indian this week that.
Tell us
the eighth. Oh, yeah, okay. We asked to mention that avocado is still an eighth. There was a question that someone raised, maybe it's Adama, but the Mitzvah said that avocado is an eighth. The only suffix, which we mentioned last week, was a. Papaya. Papaya is the suffix eighth in Adama, and that was said as Adama, but avocado was still her eighth because it grows on a tree. Okay, today we have an Indian. I want to finish. We once started it, but we left out that half. The Indian of brachas, more particularly the order of brachas to be said when you have different foods. You come to a kiddush, you come to a shalom zacha, you come to a bris. I was by a bris this morning. They had a whole basket of different hamaitzis. They had brown bread, they had rolls, they had rye bread, they had challah, they had whole wheat bread. Which of the foods should you make a bracha on? A fruit platter today is very common. Vegetables, as we'll see, is even in drinks, beer, milk. It's a delightful Indian if we understand it properly, and there are still many sveikas that I wanted to clarify today. The Mishnah says clearly, and this is important, Rav Yehuda Omer, Im yesh b'neya min shiva, let's say you have a fruit platter, you come to a shalom zacher, this is daf mem amud beis. You come to a shalom zacher, there's a bunch of different fruit, there's a fruit basket, a fruit platter. And which do you make the bracha on? Alavu mevarech tchila. If let's say you have a shivas haminim, and I should add before I continue, this is the Gei Rosh Hashanah night. Many people have different fruits on the table. And it's interesting, there are apples, and there are tamarim on there, the pomegranates, the Chinese apples. What do you make the bracha on? You make her eight, you make Adama. What goes first, eight to Adama? And we'll soon see questions of rice, questions of beer, which is essentially a mezonos. What's the seder for the brachas? So Yehuda says, in yesh b'neya min shiva, let's say you have a whole fruit platter, and you have a min shiva, alavu mevarech, you make a bracha on that. Shiva taminim is first cross the board, no questions asked. The Chachamim Oimrim Mevarech al Eitz Mem Sheyirtz. It's not true. Zok the Chachamim, if you like, let's say you have grapes and kiwi. And you like kiwis. So the first sheet is you make a bracha eight on the grapes, because that's Shiva Saminim. The second sheet is no Eitz Mem Sheyirtz, so you make on the Chavav. If you like kiwi, kiwi goes first. As I just the Gemara. What's the Chesed for this? So this is important. And this is where we paskin, although there is some tension in the paskin, but lamaisa we paskin, that min shiva comes first. As we know, the pasuk says, the pasuk speaks about Eretz Yisrael and praises Eretz Yisrael. Eretz chita usa'ira gefen te'ena verimoin, Eretz zei shemen udvash. Now this pasuk describes the beauty, the mile of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has, and this is a little confusing, let me clarify this. There are it's called Shivas Haminim, right? There are actually fruit, and there are Chameshes Mine Dagim, which are two different things naturally. There are five species of wheat, oat, spelt, rye, and barley, right? And then there's a different pears. You know, grapes, Chinese apples, dates, figs. And Zayas is, of course, olive. How do you make the order? So the Gemara, the Mishnah, we paskin this way, says, if you have the question what to make a bracha on, the Shivas Haminim comes first. There's nothing to talk about. Shivas Haminim come first. You like kiwi? Fine. It doesn't make a difference. If you have a grape in the pile, you make the eighth on the grape and you pass the kiwi. And we explained this last time, which is worth mentioning again. Since Shiva Saminim is Chashiv, why is it Chashiv? If the Torah associates Eretz Yisrael with Shiva Saminim, then apparently Shiva Saminim is Chashiv. We just learned in Parashat Vayigash, I'm sorry, Parashat Miketz, Yaakov told his sons, bring a mincha for Yosef. Migdonais. What's Migdonais? A delicacy. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, bring them Paris Eretz Yisrael. It's noteworthy. Paris Eretz Yisrael are intrinsically mochashiv. So that's the way you pass it. In other words, you come to a fruit platter, we just had Taka Tu B'Shvat, You had a whole array of fruit. You make a bracha on the Shiva Samin. Fine, that's the way you pass it. And in this itself is another chiddush. Let's say you come, you have a mezainos, and you have rice cakes. You have regular cake, you have rice cakes, you have to make a mezainos. What should you make the bracha on? So again, this is the same maila. Because the kugel or the cake is flour. Flour is from the chamesh minadagam. Rice cakes is not. Rice is not. Rice is only mezainos because it's filling. But it's not from the chamesh minadagam. So you would zicha make the bracha on the mezainos of the flour. A perfect mashal, again, Rosh Hashanah, but Leil Rosh Hashanah will soon see this is very surprising. But everybody makes their eitz on the apple. It's incorrect. Rosh Hashanah night, you have tamarim, itam l'seinenu, you have Chinese apples, which is rimayim. Why are you making a bracha? Some people have figs, but why are you making a bracha on the apple? Apples are of the shivas haminim. So Rosh Hashanah, when you make the bayar pri eitz on the minim, avada, we will see, you should make a bracha on the tamarim first. Why did I say tomorrow first? If you have Chinese apple, which is also Shiva Saminim, that's the remind, why do I say you have to make a bracha on tomorrow first? So for this we have to learn a Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph. Also an important Gemara naturally. The Gemara says that's towards the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph. Kol ha-mugdim b'pasik zeh mugdim l'bracha. And this is a very, very important particular Gemara. As we said, the pasuk says, "Eretz chita usa'ira v'gefen v'teina v'rimoin, eretz zei shemen udvash." If you notice, the pasuk makes a sequence: chita, and then sa'ira. Now that itself is a negeil ma'isa. Let's say you have a Sunday night leftovers, right? The weekend in review, Sunday night supper. You have chalent, and you have kishka, or lakshin kugel. And you're making a mezainis of supper. You're not washing the supper. What should you pronounce the mezainis on? It could be on the kishka. It could be on the bali of the chalent. Both the mezainis. The chayr is equal, right? No, it's not equal. You know why it's not equal? Because the Gemara says, follow the pasuk closely. Eretz, chita, and then se'ayra. What's chita? Flour. Kishka. Lakshin kugel is chita. Se'ayra, which is bali, is chalent. So what comes first? First comes the flour product, whether it's kishko or kugel, and then comes the iron bali. That's one important halacha l'maisa which is worth mentioning. We'll soon see you come to a bris, you have different types of flour. You can have whole wheat, you can have rye bread. We'll soon see that. I'm going to leave for a moment. But the Gemara is saying you follow the pasuk closely. No, if that's the case, what comes first? Oh, so that's interesting. We have to go a little further in the Gemara before we appreciate this Gemara. The Gemara says the following story. Rav Chisda Avraham and Rav Amnuna were sitting by a Suda, and they brought them, listen to this, this is their brain teaser, Tamarim u'rimayim. They brought them Tamarim, dates, and Rimayim is Chinese apples, pomegranates. So Rav Huna took it and made a bracha on the Tamarim, on the dates. Amr Rav Chisda, Leisavol Amar LaHadir, Amr Rav Yehina, Kol Amugdim VePasik, Kaidim VeBracha. I don't understand this. Why? Now watch this. What's the order of the pasik? What should come first, Rimayim or Tamarim? So I should add, if you look in the pasik, you might be a little bewildered. Where does the pasik say Tamarim? It says what? Dvash. That's right. Dvash is not bees honey. Dvash is Dvash. Tomorrow, right? So dvash always means tomorrow. Thank you. Now, so let's go to pasuk again. Chita, se'ira, wheat and barley. That's klar. Gefen is grapes or wine. We'll soon see. Te'enim is figs. Rimayim is pomegranates. Zayishemen is, as we know, olives. And what's dvash tomorrow? So he says, what do you have against me? Why are you doing that? Why did you make the bracha on tomorrow first? Rimayim is first. Look at the pasuk. They brought him tomorrow, and why did you make the bracha on tomorrow? So, emphasis the Gemara. Amalei zeh sheni la'aretz, v'zeh chamishi la'aretz. And Rashi explained, and this is a big yisoid, Eretz zei shemen udvash tachsiv b'sefer dekra hifsik aretz es hased. In other words, you're making a mistake. Don't read the pasuk straight ahead from beginning to the end, then you're right. Eretz chita uzoira, stop! After Eretz chita uzoira, stop! Then what do you plug in? Eretz zei shemen udvash. Because it says Eretz! So you read Eretz, two things, then read Eretz, two things, and after you say zei shemen udvash, then you continue in Geffen Te'ena Urimai. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch and our Siman in Reish Yud Aleph sees Dalet Paskins. And again, let me just be clear. This is the following Seder, and I'll read you a lesson of the Shulchan Aruch. Kala Koydim Apostik, Eretz Chita Usa'oira, Koydim Lebracha. The Eretz Basra, the second Eretz Zay Shemenu Devash, Hifsik Ha'inyin. That goes second. So Chita, Sa'oira, Zaytim, Tmarim, and then you conclude Eretz of the second pasuk, the end of the pasuk, Geffen Te'ena Urimain. So therefore, that's why I did it. What is first, Tmarim or Urimain? Tmarim is first, and then goes Urimain. So now we have the aside, let's try to go through as much as time, we have the different questions. Again, Achalant and Bali, Achalant goes first. Kishka and Bali, thank you. Kishka goes first. Kugel and Bali, Kugel goes first. Because both of them, the Echita is before Sa'ir. A Mashal and Rosh Hashanah night, again, as we saw, the Chayr, this should be Pashit. Dates should be first, and then grapes. That's clear. Now, in the Pasuk itself, what is the Seder, incidentally, of the various wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oat?
Comes out according to this, that the order, the correct order is Chita, then Zais, then Sa'ira.
Chita, Sa'ira.
Chita, Sa'ira comes first?
Yes. Is that? Why?
He says very
common. Who's he? What does he say?
Number one is Chita, number two is Zeis, and number three is Sa'ira, and four is Tamar. I don't understand anyway. It's advantageous that the Eretz Rishayim are coming before the Eretz Shmiya. I don't understand that altogether. And how is it possible to take the Bracha on the Zeis before Sa'ira? Sa'ira is
the
Eretz. This is what he says.
Wow. That's what you're asking?
I don't know. Okay. They bring down Tzlach, but the S-S-Y also gets it twice. The word Eretz.
It's a thing that I don't know what he's talking about. I mean, Sif Dal Mefurish, your test. Chitu Sa'ira, the Korah Koid Moshe. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Okay, you cannot get an article. If you could. Has Chita Sa'ira Geffen Tein.
I don't understand that anyway. I mean, how is it possible to have...
I don't know. We'll have to... We'll
before.
Of course. Sure. I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to look it up, but I want to try to finish the figure today. Okay, where is it? The article in...
Yeah,
my mouth. Wow. I don't know. The Seder should be, L'chayr, at least to my knowledge, Eretz Chita Sa'ira, Zayas, Dvash, and then V'chulu V'chulu.
No, it makes sense. According to the Rebbe Gemara said that it's closest to Aretz, so Chita is first, and
so Aretz
is Shema, because that's also first. After
yeah, but who said you do that? The first pasuk is first, then Eretz, two and
why,
two.
Why do you say the first pasuk is first? Why do you do two?
And why do you do two? I mean,
because the second one has two.
Yeah. So he says one and one, one and one.
One, five, six, seven.
Okay, I don't know. I have to look at it. I went through the sugya. I thought I saw everything. I never saw this. Okay, we'll have to put that on hold. We'll have to, wow. That's a chiddush. Sweet and barley. I mean, the Pashuk, okay, that we'll have to put that on hold. But in the Chamesh Zmini Dagan, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oat. That's the correct order. You know why? Oats. Oat is basically a Meichel Behemah. Barley, so also barley is more prepared. So wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oat. In Zayas, dates, grapes, figs, and pomegranates. That's the right order. And we'll soon see how to apply that. In the question of the bread itself, you have challah, whole wheat, rye bread. So this is a bit tricky. Because the chayr, you'll say, what's the question? We just said rye after flour, right? But that's interesting, and I guess you could verify this. Rye bread, the commercial rye bread, is very little rye. Am I right? Most of it is flour. A good rye bread tastes like, have we ever had that? A real rye bread. I don't know. But the rye bread of today is not rye bread. Why is it called rye bread? Welcome to the Olam HaShekha. Why is coffee beans and cocoa beans? I mean, I can't figure a lot of things that it's called. But the rye bread, even a Jewish rye bread, is how much rye? No, it seems to be a very small amount. Huh? What?
Is the rye as a spice?
It's a spice, right. So, Pasha, there should be no chilek. I mean, I want to clear this. Let's see, you have white bread, which is all flour, and rye bread, not much of a chilek. Both of them are basically flour bread. And maybe you're going to say this is pure, but I don't know. I haven't found it to make this chilek. Let's say you come today, I was by Brits, they had a bunch of different rolls. They were whole wheat bread, and they had dukluch, and they had bagels, and they had these type of things. What's the shayla? Do we say there's a maila in chaviv, or maybe the maila is shalim? Till now we spoke about minim, we spoke about chita. Is there a maila of shalem, of a complete roll? You could have cut up garlic bread, and you could have rolls. Is there a maila in rolls versus garlic bread? And why should garlic bread be better? Because it's chav, you like it better. But then again, the whole roll is whole. So we do find in Hilchos Shabbos, in Reishai and Dalet, there's a maila to use shlemim. Lechem mishnah should be shalem. You know, everybody says you have to have a shlemim, right? Where'd you get that from? The man was lechem mishnah doubled. The man was whole? I don't know, you have to prove that. Shalem is a general maila that the seichel understands. A complete thing is good, is better. Lechem mishnah should be shalem. It makes sense in svara that brach is also shalem is a maila. You have garlic bread which you like better, but you have a whole roll, make the hamotzi on the whole roll. And Takeda Magen Avram in Shneiem Min Echad, or Shneiem Einem Min Echad, as Magdim Hasholim. Zogde Magen Avram, you're right. Besides the other milas, there's a mila in Sholim, a complete food is better.
What about
Sholim
versus.
Even if it's Chaviv, Sholim is an absolute mila, it's an intrinsic mila in the food itself, and therefore that's Chaviv. So we could say the following order: Zayin Minim, Sholem, and then Chaviv. If let's say there's no Sholem, what do you take first? Bagels or Rechveis or whatever, Bilkluch? It's up to you. You like Bilkluch better? That goes first. You like bagels? That's first. But definitely there's a Maila of Sholem. What I always wondered, how do you define the word Sholem? Let's say you come to a Sholem Zacha. They have Arvis, chickpeas, and they have a cut up salad. Is Arvis Sholem? Is it grape shalim? Or is it a cluster of grapes?
Otherwise, I hope they make a bracha for not one grape.
Right, so that's good. That's what I'm thinking. Very good. The Yaznidbun Chelik Yudalat Simon Tezvav discusses it. The Chayim Moshe in Amid Ayin Gimel also brings rice from Uksin and other Yanim. It seems that you're right, that a whole grape is shalim. A beria, that's right. A whole arba. I have this very often. I come to Shalom Zacha, there's a bunch of adamas. But it's weird to find a whole adama. Unless you have a cherry tomato, but you know, basically it's all watermelon, all these things are cut up. I would suggest making an arbis. I think each arbis, I don't know if arbis is the right word, but each one is whole. I think that goes first. What? He says it also.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, the title arbis?
Arba.
Oh yeah, oh, goodbye, okay. Yeah, arba, that's right. But I'm thinking of arbis, is Lashon Yach, and arba gives you a different. That's the picture grasshoppers. Okay. A very interesting halacha l'maisa, which is a geya to mention, you could have different cereals. You could have Rice Krispies, and you could have whole wheat flakes and bran flakes, all these things. Is there a maila in making a bracha one over the other? Both are mezainis? The answer is definitely. Because wheat flakes, bran flakes, is mezainis, which is chamesh min hadagan. Rice Krispies is not chamesh min hadagan. It's mezainis. So avada, the bracha should be made on one over the other. Now we did say last time, a few times ago, that let's say you're not the only one to have Rice Krispies. You're not interested in having wheat flakes. Do you have to go to the closet and make the bracha on wheat flakes and then eat the rice? Avada not. You're not mechuyav to change your eating habit. If you only want rice cakes, you're not having regular cake. You're mechuyav to go to the Shalom Zacha. They have rice cakes for the diet people and they have good cake. Are you mechuyav to eat the cake because you have to make a bracha on chamesh min hadagan? Avada not. If you only want rice cakes, stick with the rice cake. It's a question of kedima, means priority. This is not forced feeding, okay? There's no chiyuv to change your eating habits to be magdam a bracha. That's
possible. You want to eat the rice cake after before the regular cake?
Also, so let's say you want to have rice cakes now, and for dessert you'll have a piece of cake. At the end of the meal you have a piece of cake. You have no chiyuv to change it. Kedima is if you have both ready to go, show the right priority. A very interesting shaila, this is Negeya, this is extremely Negeya today. Is there a maila on, let's say today I saw by the Bris, they had that whole wheat rolls, you know, the brown rolls and regular rolls. You like whole wheat better. Should you make a bracha on the regular bilkulas or whole wheat if you like the whole wheat better? Now, what's the shaila? So this is klar in kufsa mecheziv dalet. The mechaba is without doubt. Pas nakia, upas kibar mevarchin ala nakia. Now, what's pas nakia? Means regular white bread, regular challah. What's pas kibar? Whole wheat. Whole wheat is pas kibar. Zok the sharetzian. Even if the whole wheat is chaviv, you make a bracha on the regular flour, regular challah. Why is that? Because the regular flour is refined, it's been sifted, it's been cleaned, it's been processed. Pas nekiya is more chashid than pas kibar. Now, the truth is, when we spoke about the bracha of Almighty, we explained this, you should understand it better. The times of the Gemara, you are not allowed to make a bracha on pas kibar without adding salt. That's a Gemara. You can't make a bracha until you add salt. Why was that? The whole wheat bread was almost inedible. It was not tasty. It was not palatable almost. You had to add salt to give it taste. That's the pshat of this halacha. If you have regular challahs and whole wheat, there's no question about it. The whole wheat is mamish not tasty. You could zichah make a bracha on the, should make a bracha on the regular challah or regular roll first. The shayla I saw today, they clear Vazaisa Bracha on page 260 clears the shayla. How about today's whole wheat? Whole wheat bread today is not like it used to be. It's tasty. People like it better. And it's not, you know, it doesn't have all the psoilas. Do you make a bracha on the whole wheat if you like it better? So he clears the shayla that what's the reason why what the Sharetzian says that regular flour is first? Is it because butler daitai? I mean, most people like it. You can tell me you like the whole wheat bread. Ugh, no one likes whole wheat. You can't even eat it. If the reason is butler daitoi, that everybody likes it except you and forget about your preference. Today everybody likes whole wheat better. It's a very tasty challah. Talach could change. But if the word is, the mile is, be'etzem, the whole wheat is not as chashiv because it's not reprocessed, is it tzad to say that you should make a bracha on the regular flour even b'zman hazeh? He doesn't come to a maskana. He says the best eight is hold both of them and make a bracha on both of them, which is a... Yeah. But let's say you only want to have whole wheat. You're not going to have challah. No shayla. Today was by the bris. They gave cut up challah and after they put it down on the table. You want to make a moitzi? Make a moitzi on the shalom. Don't forget shalom is first. The Vilna Gaon in his Chedushim and Brachas gives a siman to remember. Chashash negat. Maybe he meant negate. Chashash negate. I don't know how we got the word negate and negat from. But chashash is chita, sa'ira, shalem, naki, and then Godel. Let's say you have none Ashleinim. Let's say you have cake, a bigger piece, a smaller piece. You like them both the same. A Godel is more important. And if nothing else works, Tahira. See, it's Tahira, it should be Tahira. Chashash, Nageit, Chita, Sa'ir, Shalem, Naki, Godel, and Tahira. But interesting, it's klar. Shalem is even before Chavos. We mentioned already.
If you have a shalim from an inferior mindagon, and you have a prusa from a better mindagon, like if you have, let's say, a shalim of oats, let's say, or rye, and you have a prusa of chita.
No.
So which one takes the
name? Inferior, you mean to say chita sa'ayah? No.
Yeah. Chita is.
Chita goes first. What to say?
Right. No, that's only if it's. No, what I'm saying, if you have a shalim of.
Of Sa'ira.
Not Sa'ira, let's say.
Oats.
Right. You have a Prusa of Chita.
I think Chita goes first. It's the first Pasuk. Yeah, L'chayra. Shalem is only all these miles are after the Pasuk. L'chayra, sure. If you have a grape, a half a grape, and a full apple, what goes first? L'chayra grape. I mean, Shalem, that's a good point. But again, it's only chita, sa'ir, and then shalem is the ma'ila. But once you have the pasuk, I think it's klar. It's a good mashal you have.
Why is sa'ir come next? What is the reference of sa'ir?
Why not? That's the pasuk, chita, sa'ir.
Oh, you mean sa'ir as opposed to.
As opposed to other. Yeah, sure.
Well, sa'ir would come before. I thought always that the other minidagan were included in chita and sa'ir also.
Of course, well, it's true. It's true. If you have a mezayin before anything else, that's true.
So
we'll soon see. That's a good point.
So one second. So then, let's say you have a shalem of oats. Let's say for
right.
A second, you have a prusa of rye. Should you take rye first?
Chayre not.
If you say that it's included in the pasuk,
chita sa'ira, and then goes what was it? Rye. Oh, it's spelled in oats. Yeah.
You have which one has kidim? Let's say you have the same rye and oats.
Right.
What do you take first?
Rye, of course.
Why?
Because it's
first in the pasuk. Well,
whatever.
So if you include it in the pasuk, so if you take shalim, if you have a shalim of oats and you have a prusa of rye, you should take the rye first. According to what you say.
Why? Because it's not in the pasuk itself.
It's
closer to the eretz. Even if it's not a shalim.
Even if
I think you're right. I think the Maila is before even Shleimah. I think,
right.
But you're following the Pasuk. A very common question, as we will see, is there Maila on cooked over baked items? The muscle, you could have Lakshin Kugel, and you could have a piece of cake by a Kiddush. What should the bracha be on? I assume you're having both. So this is interesting. The Pais can say the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Birchas Hanan and Perek Tes Halacha Zayin says, make on the baked item first. It's a parsha
tesvara. It's more processed.
First, it's more. Who said?
I don't know
if it's more processed. But he says cake is a suffix pas. Cake. Every piece of cake is suffix pas. It's closer to a mitzi. A cooked lakshin can never be a mitzi. So baked as opposed to cooked as an intrinsic ma'ila, it's closer to Amaitzi. In fact, the Paiskin Claire, and I once had this question, and I wonder if this is, you know, if let's say you have challah and matzah, is there a ma'ila to make the Amaitzi on challah versus matzah? It's a big problem with matzah. I mean, Svaradim do make a mezainis on matzah. Matzah is really one of the sveikest, maybe it's only mezainis because it's a thin, brittle cracker. We make hamaitzi because we use it as bread. But there was in the right in the Tshuvas Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Hei, on Simen Kuf Samaches, he says, if you have hamaitzi, better make hamaitzi on bread, not on the matzah. Because if the svar, the mechabod, you make a mezainis, how do you take a chance to make hamaitzi? That's another maila. So to wrap it up, Maga Eish, we said last time, Mezaynez, Gafen, Eitz, Adama, Shakal, Chita, Sa'ira, Zayis, Tmarim, Gefen, Te'ena, and then the Seder, like the Goyim says, Chashash, Nagat, as we said, the Chita, Sa'ira, Sholem, Naki, Godel, and Tahir. Now let's apply it to the various cases, but I think one before we even go to get to that, let's say you have two shahakals. You come to Shalom Zacha, they have chocolate and they have soda. Is there a maila in a drink versus an achila or vice versa? Pesach, you don't eat kibbutz. You have cake and you have a tea. Both are shakal. What should you make the bracha on? The salad or the liquid? Is there a maila in liquid versus salad or salad versus liquid? So this is very unusual. Because in the Gemara we saw, and again there are three Gemaras, all about the Seder, Lamates, Taf Mem, Mem Aleph, you know, we said the other time, it's not a Kleinikai, this sugi is very big in Halacha. We don't find in the Gemara a Maila, L'chaira, solid versus liquid. We don't see a Chilik. Zok the Ritva, Taf Mem Aleph, Amit Beis, there is no Chilik. If you're making tea and a Shehakel cake, you like the tea better? Make on the tea. You like the cake better? Make on the cake. There's no preference. The Prima Gadim and the Agdama Ois Ches and the Mishpat Zahav Sid Katan Vav also says this. You come to Shalom Zacha, you have soda and you have chocolate. Whatever you like better, you can make the bracha. Yet the Archa Shulchan and Sif Yitzayin says, nearly the Achila Kaidam Shtiyah. And the Chayr in Svar, it makes sense. Because Achila is more chashuv. And that's what the Archa Shulchan probably bases it on. However, we said the Ritva says clearly, the Vadai Achilu Shtiyah Shnein Yonim, the Chulakim Heim Legamri Ve'ein Laim Olahagim Zela Zeh. I saw the Vazai Sabracha 124 quotes from the Magen Avraham and Reishvav Zayin. Also, that there's no Maila. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah does not mention it. So the Chayra, we could say, the Maskana is, you come to a Shabbos, Ayinik Shabbos, they have shackles. Whatever you like better, you make the shakal on. How about if you have Zayin Minim, and this is a riddle. How about if you have Zayin Minim, which is a Hadama? And I don't mean regular Zayin Minim. Zayin Minim, that's a Hadama. What do you have Zayin Minim, that's a Hadama? That's right. You have the puffed wheat, Shalva it's called. Is puffed wheat automatically first because it's puffed? It's wheat. Or maybe we say Azach Cheshmer. Maybe the Maila of the Chameshes Mina Dagan is because it's Mezoinais. Once it's Mezoinais, then you start clarifying which Mezoinais comes first. But let's say you have a Chameshes Mina Dagan that's not Mezoinais, puffed wheat for breakfast, yes, you have puffed wheat, and you have other foods. Is the puffed wheat the automatic first? Because it's Chameshes Mina Dagan, or maybe because it's not a Bari Mina Mezoinis. So, the Paiskim say, the Mishnah Berurah says in Farish, let's say you have Bari Priya Eitz, which is Min Shiva, and Kukan Kloye Shachitim V'Tapuach, Oyechad Mizayin Minim, you make a bracha on the Chit, let's say you have apples and Chita, you make a bracha on the Chita, because it's from the Chameshes Mina Dagan. So therefore, it's seen that that's Takada Maila. You have an Eitz and you have a Dama. Which goes first? Hadama, because the Hadama is Chameshes Mina Dagan. Rice, let's say you have rice and other...
What about flour?
What do you mean? Plain flour. Oh, boy. Flour should be before Peyrus.
Chita.
Yeah, yeah. Why not? Even though it's a shakal. I have to write that down. That's a good question. So you can have a shakal before a dhamma. Flour and... Good point. Okay. We can learn. Flour and eighth. So you have a shakal. Maybe. So it's a mile. Okay, we have to check it up, but we have to wait till next week to verification. It sounds right. Rice cakes, or fruits? You have an eighth and you have rice cakes. Which comes first?
Rice cakes.
Why?
Mason.
But it's not Chameshes Mina Dagan.
It's a Mezoinis.
It's a Mezoinis. Oh, that's the Nafka Mina. If the Maila is Chameshes Mina Dagan, rice has been rejected. If the Maila is the Bracha of Bari Mina Mezoinis, Zakta Levush, and his lesson is important. Kroi Vehi Lebirchas HaMoitzi, Ki vaday bayim min mazaynet hi bracha chashuva. Shakol habracha is chutz mi birchas hapatz va'adifi mi birchas bayir pi agofen kama mailas mitzar atzma. Zokta levush bayim min mazaynet is second place. Without doubt. Hamoiti is first and then mazaynet is a bracha chashuva. So if you have rice cakes and apples or any other food, rice cake comes first. Now, Lamaisa, there are those that argue on this. The Prima Gadim argues.
Rice cakes and flour, then you make mazaynus. You make rice cakes first.
Probably, because it's the bracha chashuva. Right, that's true. Oh, I've got to write that down also. Flour and rice cakes.
Can't win.
What? Yeah, but why are you eating flour? I guess you're missing out for 2 weeks. It's affecting you, huh? Okay. We need
to go to Bristol.
What? Huh?
And you go to a Bristol.
Okay. But anyhow, the point seems to be, and the Mishnah Berurah passes like the Levush, Birchas Bayim Mina Mezaynus Hi Kedemus Lakol. How about if you have wine and rice? Okay, we think this is a simple sugya, but you don't finish. Wine and rice, what goes first?
Mezaynus.
Why?
Mezaynus.
Okay, but rice, wine is from the Shivas Aminim. And, you want to make it more complicated, wine is no pushover either. Because wine also has a bracha chashuva la'atzma, very piagafen.
Yeah, but it's still a follow ma'ge'esh. Mezaynus will come before gafen.
Okay, but what's the maila of mezaynus?
Wait.
He's saying a very long mishavart. That's true, bracha chashuva comes first. So mezaynus, zicha rejects bayir piyates. Right? But is mezaynus that much more powerful than a bayir piyagafen?
Are you asking why is the mezaynus more powerful? We know that it's more powerful.
Because it's because
it's chameshes min yedavdan?
No, levush is not that.
It's bracha mezaynus.
It's bracha chashuva la'atzma.
It's bracha chashuva.
What's the answer?
About the mezaynus is first.
Why? Gefen is chameshes min yedavdan. Is shivas haminim.
Doesn't matter.
And it has a bracha chashuva la'atzma.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, that's what you said. Okay, you know, this is, I'm sorry, I turned around. Right. This is a big question, and it seems to be, and the place can seem to be neiter, that you make the Bar Pri Gafen first. I saw the Chaya Moshe Amen Ayin, because it has Shani Shaperi. Oh, no, that's not that, no. The Lashon of Mishnah Berurah, I'm sorry. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Kotten Chav Dalet seems to be that you should make on the Gafen first. You don't agree?
I'm not saying. I'm just basing on what you were saying.
Yeah, but no, this also is a bracha chashuva la'atzma.
There's a problem.
Eitz and agafen, eitz and adam is the standard brachas, right?
Because there's no bracha that establishes a bracha chashuva la'atzma.
Why is the difference in case?
What?
Why is the get more chashuva than the zayin?
Because it's also a zayin minim. Listen to us, Mr. Berurah. Shagam birchas bari minim zayinus, hi bracha min vureret, kemoi birchas hayayin, Kedemus le'yayin b'kra.
Chita
is also chashid, and it's kedem, so it's a bracha. That's what he's talking about. Mezaynus and yayin. Mezaynus goes first. But maybe the implication would be rice.
He doesn't say that.
I know, but don't forget, wine is also a bracha kedemus la'atzma.
Shuvah. You have a klal that mezaynus comes before gafen. So what you're saying essentially is, if you want to say that when rice and wine come together, you make the bracha first on wine. So essentially, what you're saying is that the lumbus of why.
Oh, you're right. The zaynus is the maga. That seder of maga eish.
If you're going to be saying, if what you're saying is true, that the wine will come before the rice, then what you're saying essentially is that the reason why.
You're right. Maybe it's not a deek for the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe Taki, you're right. Maybe the only diik is if it's not mezaynus.
It's not mezaynus.
Of course, mezaynus declares. So rice. Wait a second.
Could be he's saying why. The Shavuot is saying why gefen comes before eggs. That's possible.
Okay, I think he's right. We have to research this. I think it makes sense that rice cake comes before anything else which is not mezaynus. So rice cake and what? In other words, rice cakes and dates or grapes. Rice cake zichakar first, right? But we're saying rice cakes, and even the question is rice cakes and wine, because wine is a double maila. It's bracha mevureres la'atzma, it's not stam a plain bar priyates, and also it's the shivas aminim. Okay? You have me. I have to look into it. I'm thinking like you're saying is right. I don't know, I wrote it down, but I mean, I think you're right. It makes more sense. Okay, is there any maila in drinks? You come to Shalom Zecher, they have beer, they have soda, they have schnapps. Any reason to prefer one over the other? So the Paiskim Claire, and this is an interesting einfall, there is a reason why beer comes first. What is beer made out of? It's from the Chamesh Mina Dagan, right? Maybe beer is a new muscle Chamesh Mina Dagan that comes first. You're this is the Pepsi generation and you're a Pepsi man. I don't care. Once you have Chamesh Mina Dagan, that's the first. So it's the staff of the Chayra that you make a mezayin, you make a shakel on the beer first, because beer is Chamesh Mina Dagan better than Coca-Cola. Now what's the problem with this reasoning? Oh, that's right. Zuck the Bach. No, wait a second. Zuck the Bach. I'm sorry. The Bach says Suda is gedayla shaisim b'sayich Suda, and then he says you should make a bracha on the meidvash first. Meidvash is not honey. It means the tamarim juice, because it's part of the pasuk. However, the Prima Godem in Mishnah Tav Sukkot and Vav and the Sharetzi and the Sukkot and Tes quotes him. Nearly the Sheikhul Lehabi Bechlal Zayim Minim. You got it all wrong. There's no Milan beer. Why? Here's what I want to tell you. The Mavarach and Allah Shahakul. If it's such a big Mazainus, why'd you make a Mazainus on it? The terrorist says, why don't we make a Mazainus on beer? We discussed last time. Shtiyah. So whatever the Milan it used to have, it's history. If it's still a Mazainus, it's one thing. It's not a Mazainus. How can you give it the prominence? It's not true. In other words, let me explain this. We spoke about puff wheat before, and we said puff wheat. What? Oh, I know, you're a London. Puff wheat still has the mile, you know why? Because it's whole. You didn't do anything wrong to it, you didn't change it. But here you made it into a shtiyah, you reduced it, you changed it, you transformed it. Once you changed it, it lost its chashivas. So even if puff wheat does retain its chashivas, but drinks, beer, and postum does not retain its chashivas. I don't know if flour was changed. I mean, flour was mamas changed. Is it mamas processed to a different extent?
I don't like it anyway when we said the flour.
Why?
Because the flour, I think it all goes in the order of the brachas.
That could be. It could be. He's saying another story to that. He's saying another story. It's not even chitim. Yeah. You don't have to come on to that. The whole shayla.
When
you think wine that has 2 miles is still
wine
second.
Wine is still shiva samim, because that's the essence of the gefen.
Right. So wine has the essence of the shiva saminim, and it's a bracha. So my question is:
wine is different than beer.
I want to hold up mezainis versus gefen. Is it that less of a mile in bracha?
Mezainis always goes first. That's rule number one.
Better than gefen, right?
Right. That's rule number one. Now, when you have a suffix in the man itself and the mezainis, which mezainis do you make? So then you can follow rule.
Okay, you're right. I think you're right. I do think you're right. But I think you're not realizing the maila of this wine is a 95% bracha mevareres, and it's chamesh, it's shivas aminim. You know what I'm saying? In other words, mezainis and ha'eitz is...
Well, what's the difference?
Mezainis is the absolute, is the clear cut.
Okay,
I know where to look. I know where to look. I will tell you Mitchum next week. I believe that. I know where to look. It's a good point. Okay. Let me just finish a few more points. An interesting question, is there a maila to milk? Milk over soda, or milk over chveisa, whatever, seltzer. Why should it be maila to milk? You give me a dirty look. Milk is also very, very special. You notice what milk is? Eretz zavas chalav tavash. So maybe, since we gave so much prominence to shivas haminim, because it's Nishtavch and Eretz Yisrael, maybe we say milk and orange juice, milk or apple juice, milk goes first. Freg de Birchas Abayis and Simon Yud Gimel, Sifkot and Zayin, why don't we say anything, any big deal about milk made that's made? Oh, so this is a chap. The chap is that maybe it's only a maila when the pasuk speaks about bracha. Eretz Hashem, and that whole pasuk, Chita So'ira, is talking about Hilchas Brachas. When did the Torah give the chashivas to milk? Not over there, when it speaks about Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the maila of the Shiva Saminin is when the Pasuk speaks about the Hilchas Brachas, not a general maila. So that's why I have never yet seen someone preferring milk over soda, because there is no maila. That the Pesach Halacha says in Perikei, he quotes this maila, that's why this cheshen doesn't really exist. Now, what's interesting is, beer has less of a chiddush than milk. Because beer, you took the wheat and you ruined it, you transformed it. Milk is in the original state. You didn't ruin the milk, you didn't ruin the cow by taking out the milk. So milk, it has more of a maila to make a to be madimit, because it's not like we said, the phrase we just said, that if you take it and you ruin it, it loses the bracha. Milk is in the original form. And let's say you have a bunch of different fruits by the Rosh Hashanah night. I'm not very sure why people make a bracha on the apple first. You have tamarim, you have rimayim. In svar, zicha the tamar should come first. I saw from some paiskim say that episode. I saw the Kaf HaChaim says this, that there's a mile of tamarim. A mile of apple, because yichakal tapuch and kadisha. In other words, he's beyond me already. There's a mile, and apples represent, and the Kaisel symbolizes the whatever the puch batseiayar, all these things. In symbolism, it makes sense. In halacha, it makes sense to make a bracha first on the tamarim, if you have tamarim. If you don't have tamarim, Chinese apple. But zicha, the apple, should be the last on the list. If you have a shechianu, do you make a bracha? Which do you make the shechianu on? Is there a mile on shechianu also, that shechianu for some reason has a mile of shiva saminim? It doesn't seem that shechianu, these halachas apply. In other words, once you're making a bracha, make a eitz, whatever you want, and a shechianu, whatever you want. Now, I would advise, there's an old shaila, when to make the bracha shechianu. If you make the shechianu first, and then you make the eitz, you have a hefsek. If you make the eitz first, like you had this past two b'shvat, and then you made a shechianu, the shechianu is a hefsek. Right, what do? So it's yitrachin, make first the eitz on something else. And then you make the shechianu on the shechianu fruit. Why? So you avoided hefsek. The eight was on this, you ate the eight. Then after you swallow the eight, you make the shechianu, so you don't run into problems. Okay? That's clear. What?
You don't do that no more. It's a kiddush.
Why?
Second day on, you sign off on.
Oh, because of course you don't make shechianu b'chlal. I mean, that's a toyis ha'olam. The second night of Rosh Hashanah, people go all out, they buy the shechianu fruits. Once you made a shechianu in Kiddush, you don't make another shechianu on the fruit.
Of course not, but the shechianu in Kiddush is something if you make it.
Right, so but the shechianu is going on the whole table. On the whole table. Yeah, okay, that's fine, the whole table. Right.
If you don't need it on
the table. Oh, that's a different problem. Okay, that's not the one discussed at first. That's a big problem, but that's not for now. One last question, which I enjoy, sharing it with others, because it's something to think about, and this is very common.
By the way, most of the Pesachim, I think, hold that it's on the Riyah, the fruit, not on the...
That's the Gemara says, right. Mitzadah, then it could be on the Riyah, correct. What do you do in the following scenario? And this is a Geyah, you come to a Shalom Zacha, you come to a Simcha, there's a big fruit platter, okay? Now, what the question is as follows. You look at the fruit platter, your first preference is the kiwi. You like kiwi. Kiwi is the clear-cut first place. Second by you is watermelon. Okay. Third is grapes. Okay. Okay, we have to keep this straight. Kiwi is number one. This will be the second one. Will be the watermelon, and third is grapes. Where do you go from here? Heard this one? Oh, so you would say grapes because that sounds so simple, right? Grapes is why is grapes first? But we learned to get what? That's right. The Gemara said, if you have a Adama, you have an Eitzim Shiyitza. Right? You like watermelon first. So if you hold up the watermelon and the grapes, what goes first?
Why do you have to go to watermelon? Just say that you like
Wait.
Kiwi and grapes.
Kiwi and grapes, the grapes first.
Why? He doesn't want the grapes. He wants
he wants the grapes.
He wants it after the kiwi.
No. No, he likes them all. One second.
I mean, if he likes the kiwi.
No, that's not true. If you go to eat the grapes soon, then you have to make it on the grape. What you're saying is a good svarah, but I don't think it's true. What he's saying is, if I like kiwi and not grapes, so then I can make on the kiwi. So what's the Shatmi Gemara that you go, the Zayimin goes first?
That's what you like, both the same.
Oh, no! So well, you have to come with Zayimin? No. If you have a Chavit and you have Zayimin, Avad Zayimin goes first. Ah, you'll say I like the Chavit I like first. True. If you're only eating the Chavit and not Zayimin, you don't have to make on the Zayimin. But if you're going to eat both, Avad, you have to declare the Zayimin goes first.
So here also you should have to eat grapes first.
So once, let's go straight. So you have a Dhamma and you have eight. And you like watermelon, like Rabbi Yossi said, what do you go first?
Watermelon.
Okay? So you're about to make a Dhamma on watermelon. What do you do now?
Yeah, so you have kiwi.
You have the kiwi.
You like the kiwi.
They have kiwi. I like kiwi better. If the only mile of watermelon is chavid, so now I'm back to my kiwi. Because kiwi is first place, watermelon second place. What do I do now? I'll make eight of the kiwi, right? You start sweating. Uh-oh, that grape is still there. And grape is before kiwi. So what do? You back to watermelon. It's good for your diet. You don't need a thing the whole night. This is the Paiskin. There are literally tens of tshuvas written about this question. What do you do in that situation? You're going to keep on going in circles? It's ridiculous. To make a long story short, the Pesachei Halacha, and this is only in the newsprint in Lashon Kodesh, because he added new Isophis, in this print they don't even have it, the one the yeshiva has, he says you should make an eighth on the grapes, for a number of reasons. First of all, some say, if you have eighth in Adama, eighth goes first. So, even if, in this case, eighth goes first, Aleph. Beis, he says, who told you there's such a concept called second place chavav? What's your chavav, my friend? Kiwi? Okay. You have kiwi? Yes, your chavav? Kiwi and grapes. What do you like? What's the clear-cut maskana?
Grapes.
That's it. So what's your problem? Why are you getting all neurotic? Because you see the watermelon in the second place. There's no second place chavav. A grandmother said, who do you like best? This is my favorite enikel, right? This one. Why? They're all my favorites. That's good. But you can't have all favorites. There's first place, there's no second place. And he quotes a third svar from Chaim Kanievsky. When you make an eighth on the grape, listen to this chap, you're also pattering the kiwi. So you are being magnum the kiwi over the watermelon. Because they had the bruch on the eighth. So for three different reasons, in this galgal achayz, you make a bracha on the eights, on the grapes, and es gezum zehets. Have a good week.